Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app that helps you manage your money internationally. With Wise, you have up to 40 currencies at your fingertips. You can receive money, pay bills, and send money across borders without hidden fees. You always get the real-time mid-market exchange rate. See exactly what you pay every time. Join millions of Wise customers worldwide. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app that makes using different currencies easy. With Wise, you can send and spend money worldwide at the real-time mid-market exchange rate. There are no hidden fees either. See exactly what you'll pay up front, every time. Join 16 million customers already saving with Wise. To learn how Wise could work for you, download the app or visit wise.com.
The story about Mohammed Al-Fayed has made headlines around the world. The billionaire who died last year has been accused of multiple counts of rape, attempted rape, and sexual assault by women who worked for him. Now they refuse to be silenced any longer. The story is told by the BBC's Global Investigations podcast, World of Secrets.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, eccentric billionaire.
But you must call me Mumu.
Owner of Fulham Football Club, the Ritz Paris, and palaces and villas across Europe.
Best known as the former owner of luxury London department store, Harrods.
There was like a phone system that would go along. It was like, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Genuinely, the phones would ring, he's coming, he's coming.
I just loved it. The toy department was exactly like a Wonka factory.
We have royal families from all over the world shopping here every day of the week and spending many millions.
I used to get Madonna phone up, every footballer you could imagine. Actors, Johnny Depp came in. Yeah, crazy time.
To customers and the public, he was a showman, appearing on national television.
Please welcome back Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Who earned sympathy as a grieving father when his son was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana.
You have a child who has been snatched from you, and you know 100% he'd be murdered.
Even if his claims were outlandish.
But in private, Mohammed Al-Fayed was no clown.
In his private office, that's where things would start to happen.
He was a groomer.
And a predator.
I said, get him off, get him off, get him off, get him off.
My name is Cassie Cornish-Trestrail, and I first reported on Mohammed Al-Fayed in the 2010s, while he was still alive. But I always sensed there was more to the story.
We found a ruthless game of power and control at the top of British society, and a group of women who refused to be silenced.
I have no idea to this day how he found me and had said that I wasn't to be involved in that article, and if I went against his advice, that he knew where my parents lived. And he didn't say much more than that, but it turned me cold.
This is World of Secrets.
Season 4, Al-Fayed, Predator at Harrods.
Intimidation was the factor.
I really did believe that they would come after me and I'd be bumped off.
He always weaponised anything that he heard about individuals.
The consequence, as always, is a story that has great public interest is sent to the bin.
The lawyers organised for a shredding truck where we placed everything in. It was shredded in front of us, including my laptop, my phone.
All I could do would be go to the police, wouldn't I? But nothing would happen because he was too powerful.
That's World of Secrets, Season 4. Al-Fayed, Predator at Harrods. From the BBC World Service.
The full 5-part series is available now. Search for World of Secrets wherever you find your BBC podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app that makes using different currencies easy. With Wise, you can send and spend money worldwide at the real-time mid-market exchange rate. There are no hidden fees either. see exactly what you'll pay up front, every time. Join 16 million customers already saving with Wise. To learn how Wise could work for you, download the app or visit wise.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app that helps you manage your money internationally. With Wise, you have up to 40 currencies at your fingertips. You can receive money, pay bills, and send money across borders without hidden fees. You always get the real-time mid-market exchange rate. See exactly what you pay every time. Join millions of Wise customers worldwide. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. T's and C's apply.